Good morning, we're continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Lamed Aleph, Lamed Hey, the Melachos of Masartet, the Memafik, and we did Siman Aleph, we talked about the Melachos of Masartet. But one thing we need to clarify just before we move on to the next Melachos is what the relationship between Tzeveya, Masartet, and Kosev, and there's a total of Kosev called Roshem. So a person writes a letter, he's making a letter, so he's doing Ksiva. Person draws a picture. He's making a that goes on as a toldo of the melacha of kosev, and making a picture on Shabbos is also. So a person can't create something which is a picture. It's not exactly making a letter, but it's a toldo of kosev. So why isn't this drawing this line similar to the idea of making a picture? He's not drawing a letter, but he's making a line. So that should be something along the lines of the of Roshem, which is a tolda of Kosev. If he does it with ink or something of that sort, so he didn't draw a letter, he didn't draw a picture, but maybe it should be a problem with Tzeveya. He's putting coloration here. He's adding color to this. Does it with a black pen, a blue pen, red pen, green pen, doesn't make a difference, but he's adding color, which wasn't there beforehand. It's a form of Tzeveya. Now, so where does that, how does that fit in? So we explained that the Masarte, the purpose of Masarte is that the marking itself is not the point. The point, the marking itself is a guideline or an indicator for something else. So whereas by Kosev, or Roshem, the goal is the picture, the goal is the letter. That is exactly the final goal. Masartet assumes that its purpose is to create a framework, a guideline for something that's going to come afterwards. So that's the primary difference between Masartet and Kosev and Roshem. In regards to Tzeveya, so if adding coloration to something is a problem, so maybe every time you write a letter, it should be Tzeveya. For sure, every time you do Masartet, or every time you use Masartet with a medium, you're adding color. But Tzeveya, the goal is to take the garment, the item, and add color to it. So you're dyeing something. Over here, the person's goal is not to add color. The person's goal is, many times, the finished product they will buff the color from the marking. A person makes a marking on a piece of wood to cut straight. When they cut the wood, part of what they're doing is obliterating that. That shouldn't be in the final product. You shouldn't see a line there. So the purpose is the guideline, not that you should add coloration to the item. The item will become better because it's colored. But rather, its sole purpose is to be a vehicle for something else. So this is the Kiddush of the Melacha Masartet. The definition of the Melacha itself is the fact that it's preparatory for something which comes afterwards. That we part of the understanding why that doesn't apply to Mechatech, to food, because if we don't look at the act of cutting food, it's something of significance. So if you're defining this is the guideline to be able to make the cut, that is the definition of the Melacha Masartet, and it's definitional to the point that it doesn't apply if that's not what it's being used for. So we don't look at the process of cutting food as you're creating something of significance. So preparing for it, making the guidelines to do that, it's not going to be worse in that regard at all. So the applications of the Masartet, we've touched upon some of the applications, practical applications of it. A person obviously should be careful that vis-a-vis any melacha, but this is a melacha which doesn't have a very broad base of examples where it would be relevant to. Excuse me. So with this, we're going to conclude the clarification of the Melacha of Masartet. Bez Hashem, in the next year, we're going to move on to the melacha of memachek, which that is has much more common applications. Have a good day.